It's a pleasure and an honor to welcome a winner of several national and international competitions. Good morning, Giulia.
Hello, hi.
Hello.
Thanks.
Giulia, what are you looking forward the most about playing in the Guitar Festival of Ireland?
Well, I'm very happy to be invited. It's an honor for me because especially in the same festival there are stars of the guitar like Dua Saad, Berta Rojas, and so it's very a pleasure for me. And nothing, I hope I will like to Dublin's audience and I hope I will come back early again in Ireland because it's the first time for me there and so nothing.
Okay, so it will be your first time in Dublin on Sunday.
Yes, it's the first time. I never been in Ireland before.
And how long have you been playing guitar?
Well, it's from when I was 7. Now I'm 27, and so it's like 12 years. No, sorry, 20 years. And it's not always because I weren't a good student. You know, I was an enfant prodige. I started to study seriously very late. Only when I finished the school, I start to play like 10 hours a day because I did my best to get the time I lost before, no? And now I've more stop just because I need it. I want to learn more and more, and so it's now I study a lot, but it wasn't like this every time of my life, you know.
Okay, so when you started, you weren't playing so much at the beginning.
Yes, it was an hobby. It was like a joke, you know. It's like when a child discover a new game, but it wasn't serious, you know.
You were playing on your free time, and but not so.
But so not much. So hardly, not like a work, you know.
Yeah, okay. And why did you choose to play the guitar, this particular instrument?
Well, because mostly because I had one at home. My father was usually playing during some evenings while my mother sang, you know. But for him, he's a doctor. He was not a job. He was like an hobby. And he teach me what he knew, and then he sent me to take a lesson of classical guitar. And it happened like a joke because it was a familiar content, you know.
Yeah.
And after a few years, I went to study in the conservatory until I was 22. And now it's my job, but it was for joke. Now I travel around Europe and more to play concert and to the competition. And of course, I also teach from I was 23 in a private school of my hometown, but nothing.
I wanted to ask you if you were also teaching guitar now.
I'm teaching in a private school. It's called Daedalo, and I have a lot of students from the first course, the most
I mean, do you teach to
the younger?
Okay, yeah.
Yes, the younger to the most
the older ones.
The older one, yes, that start to play in the conservatory and want to study in, and so on.
But usually, I mean, what in Europe, you know, what is the ideal age to start playing guitar? If it's better to start playing guitar at a certain age, or it doesn't matter when you start to play?
No, it's important to start when you are younger because it's more simple to learn. Because like everything, if you start when you are a child, it's better because you can learn more. And also because it's like a sport, and so if you have to use your muscle when your child is more simple, because when you grow up, the muscles are more rigid. I don't know how you say in English, but are more difficult, you know.
Because it would be easier, and you will be something like more fluent, no? I think with your hands.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I watch some of your videos when you play, and it's amazing the way you move your hand. Quickness of your hand. It's really astonishing. Julia, where did you study, in your hometown?
I came from Novara, and I was born in Novara. And I study in the Novara Conservatory. It's called Cantelli. And my first teacher was Francesco Biraghi, and then was Guido Fichtner until my graduate. He was my teacher. But in the while, I always took masterclass from the best teachers in the world, like Pavel Steil, David Russell, or Massimilla, Oscar Giglia, because I think it's important. To take the best from the best, you know.
Yeah.
Because if you want to be the best one, you have to learn from the best one, I think.
Yes.
And now I study in Pordenone Academy of Guitar with Paolo Pegoraro, who teach in Graz University, and Del Sal, who teach in Vienna University. But they make this course in Italy for other people. And I think I want to say another thing more, because I also study alone. It's important to be a teacher of yourself, you know, because you know your limits and your possibilities more than the other. So it's important to be the teacher.
You know what you have to improve, and you work on your weakness, no?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And... after playing Dublin, where are you going next?
Well, now the week before this, I was in Girona, a beautiful city in Spain, near Barcelona. And after Dublin, I have to go firstly in Rome, because I have to study with my contemporary classical ensemble of 8 guitars called Supernova.
Okay.
And then I go near Madrid for another concert. And well, next year I have also to play in Thailand and for Russia, but it's next year. And so, doesn't matter.
Yeah, because you're doing a tour, aren't you? Yeah, across Europe and Thailand as well.
Sorry?
Are you doing a tour in this year?
Yes. I play a lot this year, and I hope I will continue.
Are you doing this tour because of you won a competition, if I'm not mistaken, last year?
Yeah.
Okay, one of your many competitions that you won. So.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
No, that you will you are playing on in this tour. You will do this tour because of you won a competition last year. Of the many competitions that you won. So that's great. And in which festival did you enjoy most playing?
Well, normally I played strictly in the guitar festival, because you said before, no? Because most of the concerts are win in the concert of guitar. And so it's normally in the guitar festival. But... I have to say one thing before. The guitar is not a very loud instrument, and so it's difficult to play, for example, in a big theater, in a big hall, because it's not good to hear everything. We prefer, for example, a small church or a small lounge where it can possible to hear every kind of sound.
Okay.
Because it's the instrument is precious for his varieties of shades and colors, the festival guitar know these things, and so they can do the best thing for us, no?
Yeah.
In the other festival, it's dangerous because, for example, a festival of opera or festival of other instruments have a different location, and so it's dangerous because probably the audience can hear the guitar in a big audience.
Okay, yeah. Julia, can you put a microphone near to your guitar when you are playing?
No, it's not the best thing I prefer because the natural sound is particularly, and with the microphone is always different. Also, if you have a very good microphone, it's always different from the natural sound of the guitar. Mm-hmm. But it's possible, of course, it's possible.
Okay. And you also collaborate with the painter Sara Ruggeri and the actress Elena Ferrari. And what kind of collaboration is it?
Well, it's a collaboration not very unusual. It's only, I think that now I want to say that I think that the guitar have a small audience of always guitarists, no?
Yeah, okay.
And I think that if you put another art with the guitar, you can make bigger the public.
Okay.
And so you can...
You can reach more people, not to...
Yes, of course. For example, when I play with the painter, she only paints his painting, like paint me while I'm playing, and I play my performance, my obras, my pieces, like this, without make something special. But in this way, the public can be the fans of painting and also the fans of the guitar, and so I think it's bigger. The other one, collaboration with the actress, is a little bit different because she read stories from about the violence against women,
okay.
And so the music it's the music underlines the words, and so it's so dramatic. So the stories are not so happy, you know. The violence against women is a theme very, very important and very sad. And the music try to underline the words of the actors in the same time. And so it's a little bit different. It's more collaborating in this sense, in this way.
Yeah. Okay, that's very interesting, Julia. Yeah, to also involve other form of arts. Julia, I don't know if you want to add something or I listened to you. I really liked your Sonata Turina. And
no, thanks.
thank you very much for your time and your participation.
Thank you for the.
Best of luck for Sunday in Dublin. Yeah, so we remember that you are going to play in the Hugh Lane Gallery in Dublin. Yeah, so good luck.
And I will play, all the program is Spanish music, and so if you want to come, you are the guest.
I could come to listen to you.
Okay.
Yeah, would be an honor.
No, for me, thanks.
So thank you very much, Julia, for joining us today.